What up, Get Up Nation? This is Ben Biddick, the host of the Get Up Nation podcast and co-author of Get Up, The Art of Perseverance with Adam Greenberg. Today I have the honor and privilege of speaking with Patrick Joseph Filosa. He was born with neurofibromatosis, which resulted in his left leg being 5 inches shorter than his right leg. He was also diagnosed with pseudarthrosis, which causes deossification of bone tissue. Deossification caused Patrick's left tibia to break twice. He underwent numerous surgeries before he was 17 years old and continued to push through the pain to play sports. Patrick suffered severe back and hip problems as a result of using a brace. Doctors recommended amputation, and after considering the option, Patrick agreed. Refusing to let his amputation limit him, Patrick currently is a member of the nation's only stand-up amputee basketball team called Amp One. He also plays sled hockey for the Long Island Rough Riders, inspires others with motivational speaking, and helps create the organization called Limb Possible with Robert Rodriguez and Jovan Booker. Patrick also serves as a mentor at a camp for amputee children and their families called Camp No Limits. Patrick has been featured in ESPN Magazine as well as on the Adversity to Advocacy Spotlight for the A2A Alliance, has raised over $10,000 for Camp No Limits and other organizations, and served on the panel for the New York City Disability Film Festival at Brick Studios in Brooklyn, New York. Patrick enjoys being able to help amputees who are having a difficult time coping with the loss of a limb. He attempts to show them they are no different from anyone else and that you can do what you put your heart and mind to as an amputee. Patrick also directed me to a phenomenal program that is helping families of amputees and those with limb difference overcome their challenges, called Camp No Limits. I spoke with Sarah McLaughlin, who is a therapy coordinator at the camp. She shares with Get Up Nation how attending the camp with her family led to her investing years of her life in the service of families there. Patrick, welcome to the Get Up Nation podcast.
Thank you.
Patrick, I love what you, Jovan, and Robert are doing with Limb Possible and how you're inspiring those who are dealing with the loss of a limb. Tell me about what led to the three of you creating this organization.
So, well, we were doing a lot of this with Amp One Basketball. So we were doing events about 6 times a year with Amp One. And then on our own, we were doing about 12 to 15 on our own. So we figured we wanted to do this a lot more than other guys did, and we put in a lot more work, so we figured we should try to do something on our own. And then we met this gentleman by the name of Eric Hicks, that he owns a gym in Brooklyn, New York, called the Sky Dome, and we're having a conversation with him, and he's really like convinced us that we should go on our own and create something for ourselves.
My understanding is your decision to amputate your leg was something that was very difficult for you. Can you take me through the process of what led you to decide to move forward with the amputation?
Yes, at 17, when they told me, you know, you have two choices of staying the way you are or having your leg amputated, at that point, I really wasn't ready. I felt like with technology and things that are going on in the world, I was like, who knows what could happen in the next couple of years. So I really just waited it out. And I was like, I got in a really bad place with depression and being down and things like that. And I would just rather either live almost a normal life, and I know having my leg amputated, I would be able to do that. And from everything I've been able to do now, it shows that I can.
For those who may be having to make a similar decision where they're facing a medical challenge and physicians are recommending an amputation, what insights can you offer from your experience that may help them cope with the loss of a limb?
I mean, I was someone who I was overweight, and then I wasn't really was able to play as much sports as I wanted to just because my leg was so weak and brittle. So since I had to amputate, I was able to do so much more, and life and the quality of life has gotten so much better because of the amputation. So I've been really lucky, and I suggest people, if they have the opportunity to have their leg amputated, and that's a choice for them, I think they should go through with it because the outcome will be a lot better.
Can you tell me about technology that's involved today and what it offers people who are dealing with the loss as far as mobility?
Yeah, so I wear a fill-out All-Pro. That's the type of foot I wear. It really helps me in everything I do with walking, running, and playing all the sports that I play. And it really, with all the energy return and the technology from today, from back then, even from my first foot that I got, was called a preparatory leg, and it's just a basic foot that doesn't have anything really too technical to it. So just from that a lot of people use, because that's all they're able to get, to what I have now is night and day, and it helps me through my everyday life.
Can you share with Get Up Nation what was going through your mind after you had surgery to remove the leg, and how you achieved such a positive outlook that inspires others from this?
So when I had my surgery, going into the surgery, they wasn't sure if they were going to be able to keep my knee or not, because I had a metal rod in my leg, and you can't cut through those. the titanium. So going into the surgery, I didn't know. So luckily when I woke up, I did have my knee. I was really blessed that that happened. And I knew being the below the knee amputee is a little bit easier than being above the knee. So I was really blessed. And then I really knew that all that amputee could do, because I did my research before the surgery, and I knew that they could play sports and be athletic. And that's why I did it, because I wanted to be athletic and play sports and be involved in things like that. So I really knew that's what I wanted to do after I had my leg amputated. So I had a positive mind after that.
Is there anything that was unexpected about the process that others may benefit from knowing?
I think that every person, they're different. So like with me, I took to everything really quickly. 2 days after having my leg amputated, I was up and at 'em and ready to go. And that PT and physical therapy, they would tell me, you need to, you know, slow down, you're going to hurt yourself. And I was like, nah, I'm fine, I could do this. And then with getting my leg and everything, it was 2 months I was up with the prosthetic leg. So like, wow. Person is different. So some people, it may take them 2 months like me, or it may take them up to a year to learn to walk on a leg. So it's just about not like giving up and just pushing forward, because this is going to be your life from now on. You can't get down and depressed anymore, because doing that, your leg isn't going to grow back. So you got to just try to have a positive mental attitude.
Now, you're a New York Mets fan.
Yes, a diehard Mets fan.
All right. Will you tell us about your prosthetic that was featured on ESPN and connected you with some New York Mets legends?
Yeah. So my first leg I got made, it looks like the 86 Mets jersey. So it's white with the pinstripes and then the racing stripes down the side. So I went to opening day and it was raining, so they didn't have any batting practice because I go early because I'm a big memorabilia collector. So all the photographers just started taking pictures of me. And then the next day on Twitter, ESPN wrote me and said, hey, we got some great photos of you and we want to feature you on ESPN Magazine. And it really like made me famous at Citi Field. A lot of people would now, when I go to games, they stop me and want to take pictures with me because they recognize me from the magazine and things like that. I've been able to just to connect with a lot of the players. One of the games I went early again. It was right before the game was about to start, and one of the guards came to me. He's like, let me get your leg. And he took it to the dugout, and David Wright signed it for me, and then he brought it back. So that was really nice. And then I've been able to meet a lot of the players, and they signed a lot of autographs for me. And Corey Vaughn, he was a minor leaguer with the Mets. He sent me one of his jerseys. So I've been really lucky to meet a lot of these guys and a lot of the athletes.
I love it. That's amazing. Patrick, it's clear that you stay busy. What do you have to say to people listening right now who are questioning what they will be capable of following an amputation?
I mean, you gotta really have just the willpower to do it, you know. If you don't have that willpower to do, you're not going to be able to do it. You have to have the heart and the strive to do it, because life isn't going to stop for you. You just got to keep pushing.
And then why do you believe so strongly that anything is possible?
I think anything is possible because anything is possible. You just have to have a good mind and a strong heart and push for what you want. You know, it might not come in a day, a year, two years. It might take time, but you just have to not give up if you want it bad enough.
And what was one of your biggest barriers that you had to believing that anything was possible?
Just being able to play sports and feel normal again and be able to just to live life and be able to do all these great things I haven't been able to do in my whole life. And I never thought that I would be doing them, like travel the country and help people. And so I've been really blessed to do these things.
When you think of your work with Limpossible, what is a story or two that has been significant that's affected you?
We have times when we're done speaking, we have kids approach us, and like there's times where like kids tell us, you know, I had suicidal thoughts and I wanted to kill myself, and now that I see you guys, I feel more positive. And we'll go to a school and not even know that there's an amputee kid there, and they're down about being an amputee, and we could uplift them and show them, look, just because you have a limb difference isn't going to stop you from what you want to do. And that's not just in sports, anything you want to do. If you want to ride or do rock climbing, whatever you want to do, you could do it.
Is there anything you want to share about your life and your experience with the Get Up Nation audience?
I guess I'll talk about Camp No Limits. You know, I've been doing this now for about 3 years now, so this camp's been amazing to me. I've been able to meet so many different families and be able to give back to these families and show them that you could be happy with having a limb difference. And there's kids there that are missing all their limbs, and they have the biggest smiles on their faces that you would ever see, and you wouldn't think that these kids would be so happy, and they are, and it's truly amazing.
Patrick is right. Amazing things are happening at this camp. I called Glenn to learn more.
Would you be willing to share with Get Up Nation a little bit about Camp No Limits and the services that are offered there?
Camp No Limits is a camp for kids with limb loss and limb difference and their families. There's 10 locations across the country that they each offer a little bit different and variety of activities, but it's the same concept and mission. which is to educate, empower, and support these kids and their families.
And what location do you work at?
I have been to almost all of the locations. Since I am on the East Coast, I tend to go to Maine and Maryland and the one that's at Quinnipiac University.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Inspire program?
We're trying to get the campers who are the amputees, but also siblings that would like to get involved, trying to have them connect with either a mentor at the camp or it could be one of the therapists at the camp, someone that has some similar interest to try to get, you know, some leadership qualities, helping spread the word with diversity awareness and trying to help them do good in the community. There, you know, there's different levels of the Inspire program for how much sort of commitment and time kids can give to that. But we try to connect them with someone at camp so that they're in touch throughout the year.
What are some challenges involving limb difference that this mentorship program excels in helping to heal or empower young people who are involved here?
Camp, a lot of the kids who come, even the parents, they love to see other kids like them, and parents like to share experiences. There are times kids are getting picked on at school, and, you know, parents may be asking, you know, what did someone else do in this situation, or how you help the kid build confidence? How are their siblings reacting when people are asking all these questions? Because it's the fact when you have limb difference, it looks different, so that's what people see. So they ask questions. It's different. So a lot of people have never seen someone with limb difference or amputation before. So it's just helping these kids gain confidence so that they can answer the questions and that they can pride in who they are. And that helps when answering these questions and talking to the other kids. And that often, you know, helps them to be confident enough to try a new activity, which they may get to try at camp, or activities, anything they, you know, that's where the mentors are there. So they can, if they have to adapt it, they can adapt it. Or sometimes kids don't think that they can try something, and then they see other people doing it, and they're like, oh, I guess I could have done that. They didn't know.
How long have you worked there?
I have a son who is a congenital below the knee amputee. And we initially attended camp as a family, my daughter and my son and my husband. And then that was in 2011. And then I got more involved and started working for camp probably 2013. It was a couple of years later.
It sounds like with your initial experience there, it offered you as a family a lot of positive impact. Otherwise, I would assume you would not have gotten involved as much as you have. Could you go into that process of personally, you know, as a mother and as somebody involved in a person dealing with limb difference in their life, could you go into your personal experience of why you've invested yourself so heavily into Camp No Limit?
The first year that we went, my son was 6 years old, and again, he's a congenital below the knee amputee. My daughter was 9 years old. My son was doing everything developmentally he's supposed to be doing. He was riding a bike, he had friends at school, and everything was going well. And we'd heard about camp, and we thought, well, should we go? Are we, you know, bad parents if we don't give him this opportunity? And his prosthetist was actually volunteering that same year. So we decided to all go give it a shot and see how it was. And honestly, my daughter was very shy. And we feel like that first year she may have gotten more out of it because my son was already a fairly confident, outgoing kid. But my daughter, you know, we were like, oh, she was at our side very beginning, wouldn't go 2 feet away from us. And just the sense of community and support there, each camp is a little different. The main camp is about 5 days long. And by the end of it, you know, she's just waving to us in the cafeteria and off with a set of friends. So just, and for her, that was huge. So just the sense of support, and that is pervasive throughout the camp. It happened for us to be with our daughter that it was. But that's how it is for parents. That's how it is for the amputees and for the siblings. Someone wants to try something new. There's all this support. Everyone's just pushing for you to do it and cheering you on. And going in, my background is a physical therapist. I was a physical therapist before my son was born. So I had a certain amount of education about amputees before I had him. So there were certain questions I knew to ask and certain things about dealing with the prosthetics that I may not know all of it, but I knew I should ask about it. I knew things should fit differently or, you know, shouldn't be painful. And I was shocked at camp talking to some parents that there seemed to be a big gap sometimes between the information from maybe a physician to a prosthetist to sort of what the family takes home and gets out of that. And I was shocked sometimes that there are things people are like, well, we just thought we had to live with it like that. And it's like, no, you know, communication is huge. So that was really one of the things that drove me to get more involved at camp, just seeing, you know, how much everyone benefits and, you know, whether it's someone, a child born with a limb difference or it's something traumatic and they're sort of suddenly into this world. There's so much going on that it's always hard to intake all this information, so that you're at camp and something's going on and child's leg is bothering them and hurting. We have a prosthetist there, we have a physical therapist there, someone to help you figure out what you need to do about it, to take home to your prosthetist to ask, or sometimes it's as simple as adding a sock layer on so the prosthetic fits better. You know, it can be simple things like that that sometimes people just don't know. That kind of, it shocked me that how much there sometimes is a gap, not with everyone, but just those times that there are, it's important. Everything about fit for a prosthetic is how much function you can have. So when people think they don't know that amputees can do as much as they can.
You talked about the sense of community that's there and the support. Is there any stories that are on the top of your mind that would really help our listeners understand about how special Camp No Limits is?
One big one that comes to mind, there is a teenage boy who has become an above-the-knee amputee due to cancer. And he had been a runner, and at camp, with the help of the prosthetist, he was able to try out a running blade for the first time. And it was just pretty incredible to watch him and his reaction to, you know, kind of running again for the first time. It was pretty powerful. There were a lot of people there seeing it, and that was a pretty special moment.
Patrick Filosa from Limb Possible.
Yes.
I interviewed him recently, and also Robert Rodriguez from Limb Possible. My understanding is that you've worked with Patrick before. Could you go into a little bit of how Patrick has impacted Camp No Limits?
Yeah. So part of camp, in the mornings, we split up into groups for the sibling group with kids with upper extremity differences, and then kids with lower extremity differences. And that's where we kind of do some of the therapy part in the morning. And Patrick has helped out with the physical therapy part, and he is fantastic at helping engage some of the younger kids. We try to keep it fun while they're learning about why it's important to keep their core strong and try to walk the right way so they're, you know, not wearing out other joints. And so we're trying to have games going on or getting them to balance on their prosthetic side. And Patrick is great at engaging them, keeping them entertained while they're doing these activities, and, you know, relating with them as an amputee himself. So, you know, he's a good sport. He'll go do anything we ask him to do. Sometimes we're having the kids go through obstacle courses, getting low, crawling under things, stepping over, and he's always game to try it out too. So, he's been a great support with that, connecting with the kids, you know, and connecting with the parents and answering any questions, really open. So it's been great to work with him at camp.
Are there any needs that Camp No Limit has right now that anybody who's willing to donate or has resources, is there something specific that would really be of value and benefit to Camp No Limit?
I guess that right now, I guess the biggest thing, there's an annual giving campaign going on for scholarship for camp, $400. Per person to attend camp, and that's what is charged. The actual cost is $500 per person, or, you know, $1,000 for a caregiver and an amputee to go. So right now, contributing to the annual campaign to go to scholarship is phenomenal.
Is there anything you want GetUp Nation to know about you or Camp No Limit?
Yes, camp is a fantastic organization, one of the most positive experiences for 5 days that I think you can experience and try to take on through the rest of the year, kind of keep that positivity going through.
How can people learn more about Camp No Limit?
If they go to www.nolimitsfoundation.org, that is the website, and there are some videos that will give you a great overview, show you a couple of people who attend camps and their stories, and I think that's probably the best way to learn more about it. It's right on the website.
Sarah, thank you. Now I'm going to shoot back to Patrick, who's going to close out our show with 6 quick-fire questions. Patrick, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Who are you thankful for today?
Robert Rodriguez.
And what are you thankful for today?
That I'm able to help so many other people.
How do you fuel the fire within you?
I wake up and I know I have to push even harder than the next day, than the day before, and just keep grinding and pushing because I want to make Limb Possible as successful as possible, and I want to help as many people as possible.
What was one thing adversity taught you to value?
It taught me to value, to be humble and to show respect to people, and that's with any disability. You don't know what someone's going through, even if they're not something physical that you can't see. You know, you got to respect all people.
What are you doing today you never thought you could?
Speak in front of thousands of people.
What will you do tomorrow that you never thought you could?
Speak in the Hamptons.
How can people learn more about you and Limb Possible and Camp No Limit?
You can find us all on all social media at Limb Possible and also on social media at Camp No Limit.
Thank you so much, Patrick, for taking time out.
Thank you, Ben, for the opportunity.
Get Up Nation, there is a week left before the new year. If you are looking to give a gift that creates a powerful, positive impact, join Sarah and Patrick by giving to either Limb Possible or Camp No Limits. Your donation creates spaces where those dealing with limb loss or limb difference can find knowledge, support, and an awareness of all that is possible. How satisfying to know that your donations are creating hope, faith, confidence, and unintimidated futures. Get Up Nation, happy holidays.